Okay. So, Princess, now check this out. Now, we know about Cinderella and, you know, the pumpkin and everything. I got some questions that I got to ask about that because it just don't make sense to me. Now, if her entire outfit was supposed to disappear at midnight, why did that damn shoe stay behind?
You know.
One.
Go ahead.
And I got another one, too. And the second question is, if the shoe, the glass slipper, was perfectly sized for her foot, why in the hell did it fall off anyway?
Okay. So, I can answer both of them questions. One answer. It's okay. Fate. It was meant to be.
There you go. All right. Fair enough.
And welcome to Totally Hilarious Cast with Princess.
And JoJo.
And this is your 420 episode. Woohoo! Oh.
Yes. Had a few setbacks, but we are still going to make sure that we have all of the 420 stuff that we were going to cover. We are going to cover that.
Right. So why don't we do a little catching up? So we've been gone for a couple weeks. Lots went on, you know. You want to go first? You want me to go first?
I'll go ahead and get a few things out. Just get a few things prefaced, and then I'll let you go ahead and get into the meat of the matter. Had a few things go on. I actually had a birthday.
Yes.
During the time off, so I gotta, I'll let you guys know what happened during my birthday and some other things that happened to me. I'm currently on vacation from my job, so I've just been just having a good old time, just staying stoned and trying my best to keep myself sane. And I've been doing a pretty good job of it. And I'll just turn it over to you. What are you doing lately, Princess?
Well, bro, it's been a couple weeks since we've been here. So much shit has happened. We went through Easter. Now,
yep.
I barely made it through Easter. Had a little bit of a breakdown because, you know, it was like the first Easter without my pops. And we spent every holiday together, even Mother's Day, which is kind of odd. But which my breakdown on Easter caused me to Gemma is snoring. You guys are going to hear Gemma snoring. Sorry. My Easter breakdown caused me to be single again because, you know, evidently nobody can handle an emotional princess.
Right.
But, you know, I just kind of look at it as it really wasn't meant to be. It was fun while we lasted and, you know, just the same as everybody else. Let's just end on good terms and leave things be. That's kind of how I looked at it. It was definitely a learning experience. A learning experience that I definitely don't need to be with somebody that is old enough to be with my dad because they try to act like my dad.
A little too stuck in their ways, maybe.
Yeah.
Stuck in their ways, yeah.
I just tell myself that my person is out there and don't chase, they'll find me. Like,
yep.
Why chase? If it's meant to be, they'll find you.
They'll find you, they will.
Mm-hmm. I do have something that newly just happened that I kind of just, this is all I've been thinking about, and I kind of just need to, like, get it off my chest. So there's a little bit of backstory to this. Actually, this guy used to be a, part-timer on here. He used to podcast with us, Razor Ramon. We were really good friends, of course, if he was podcasting on here. He actually came to my house and podcasted on the early episodes of Totally Hilarious Chaos. And I don't actually, I tried to listen back through some, podcast, the last 3 or 4 days so I could figure out exactly what happened between us. And evidently, I didn't want to give it too much attention because I didn't talk about it. All I remember is we had a falling out. And we had a falling out after a biker party. I'm not sure exactly what had happened. I kind of bet it was big city fueled induced, okay? So the other night, I have received a message on our podcast, on the podcast page on Facebook. And I was like, it wouldn't tell me who it was from. So I logged in and I go in there. And it was a message that still didn't tell me who it was from. It just says Facebook user because I have that person blocked. So it says, hey, princess, I know we had a falling out over that stupid stuff, but I have caught up on podcast. Yes, I still listen to them. I stopped for a minute, but just messaging you to tell you how sorry I am for the way that I acted, and then I'm truly sorry to hear about your dad. I know how close he was to you and how much that he meant to you and how much of a big part of your life he was. I'm not expecting a response from this as how things went the last time we talked after Warren's ride, but if so, great. The podcast seems to be doing great, funny as ever. Always thoughts going out to you and your family. Sincerely, Razor Ramon. Okay. I really fucking wish I could remember what happened between us, because I really don't, honestly. I know you're listening to this. I really don't honestly remember what happened to it between us. P.S. Glad you're still using what you learned from me working at Wendy's. I almost died laughing every time I hear you in Big City talk about that. By the way, you never did say what happened to Big City.
Bye-bye.
So, I hadn't messaged him back yet because, you know, I really didn't remember what had happened between us, and I don't really know what the intent was for him to message me except for to talk about my dad. But then it really, I don't know. I was just kind of confused. Now, he was an ex at one point in time. So is that like the voodoo clam coming back? Or, man, I'm just really confused on if it's the voodoo clam pulling him back in or if it really was a sincere message. It's crazy. I wish I could know what we thought about, but Big City left because he's a bitch. Oh, listen. Big City left because he was a bitch and couldn't put up with me. That's kind of how that works.
Some people are like that.
Right.
Sad but true.
Do you ever have that problem with them trying to come back? With exes trying to come back, like, even years after?
Absolutely. I got a message from an ex about 3 weeks ago, probably about a week after the last podcast. So it probably was somebody that's from my past that learned that I was on the podcast, so they went to him and checked him out, and then next thing I know, on Facebook, but it showed up kind of suspect, like, showed up in like my, like the other messages, like the messages you got like look for to find who the hell messaged you. I'm letting them like, what the fuck? Yeah, sure enough. There and there. Oh, I see you're doing better now. I just wanted to say hi and this, that. Okay, hi. What is saying hi going to accomplish, you or me?
Right. Right. Like, what are your intentions? Like, what is the whole point with you trying to, nah, bro. You ain't sliding back in. No, don't try to slide back into my DMs. It ain't happening. Exactly. You keep your friends close, but you keep your enemies even closer, and that's why we all talk. Oh.
Yep.
Straight up. So, if you had an Indian in the cupboard, you know, that cupboard off of Indian in the Cupboard?
Mm-hmm.
And you could put any toy in it. What would you put in it to bring it to life?
Oh, my God. Energizer Bunny.
The Energizer Bunny?
Yeah. I wanted to go.
You know how most people say they're teddy bear? I asked this on a live when you weren't in there, by the way, so I could get some input on it.
Give it a sample. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people said it their teddy bear, you know, so they could have their smoking buddy. Or My Little Ponies. Transformers. I think Flash said his Pokeballs. You know, and as I got to thinking about it, I was like, well, I wouldn't want to bring, like, G.I. Joe or something like that back to life, because then I'd be afraid it'd be shooting me all the time or something. You know? And then I was like, ooh, what about my scary unicorn? Like, it looks happy until you squeeze its belly and then it's scary.
Yeah,
it could be like my guard dog.
That makes sense. Okay.
Like my guard dog. I thought it would be pretty cool.
I still go with my Energizer Bunny.
Because it keeps going and going and going.
If I get tired, I jump on his back. Keep going and going. Carry me, Energizer. Thank you.
Take care of me.
Sometimes you need a boost. Sometimes you just need a little help out. Just a little carry on for a little while. Then you can get back on your feet. There you go.
Right. Get on your feet and go, go, go.
Go ahead.
I totally forgot what I was going to say. Just that fast. Lord.
Well, like I said, I do have some random stoner questions, so I can just interject a couple in.
Okay.
Just so get a little feeling of it. One of the first ones that I talked about, I think I brought this one up to you in a stream. I'm gonna bring it up again now because it was one that kind of, I got a reaction from you, so I'm gonna say it again. People don't realize this, but just take this concept. Tapping is repeatedly hitting yourself because you like something.
Yeah.
It really is.
Dang.
And then there's like weird, like backwards things that people do. Like, why do people drive in parkways and park in driveways?
Right.
Or why do people bake cookies and cook bacon?
Yes. You should be baking bacon and cooking cookies.
Yeah. Exactly. Backwards as hell. Who decided that the alphabet was in alphabetical order?
Okay, yeah.
I wonder. These are the things I wonder about. If actions speak louder than words, but is speaking also an action?
Well, yeah, it is. You just do that shit loudly. Oh.
You gotta do it loud as hell, exactly.
Right.
If you try to fail, but end up succeeding, what did you actually do?
You failed at succeeding, or you succeeded at failing, one of the two, right?
Right. If money is the root of all evil, why do they ask for it in church?
Exactly, because you still gotta have money to keep it going.
If two vegans get into an argument, is it still considered a beef? If you put an ice cube in a cup and watch it melt, does it float in a pool of its own blood?
Yes. Yes.
If you buy a bigger bed, you're left with more bedroom, but less bedroom.
You're left with less bedroom.
If you buy a bigger bed, you're left with more bedroom, but less bedroom.
Yeah. Yeah.
It sounds weird, but it actually, you have to break it down, because, like, bedroom is the room on bed, and then the bedroom is the room the bed is in.
Yeah, it makes sense. I had to process it really slowly.
Another one from another princess from Disney. Belle and the Beast. When they move into their own castle, do people realize they have to buy brand new furniture because all the furniture in their original castle turned into people?
Bro, I know, right?
If life is unfair to everybody, then doesn't that mean it's actually fair?
Yes. It's just more fair to people, to some people, than others.
Mm-hmm. See how my mind, see how my stoner mind runs, princess? This is me. This is how I do. I think this is going to be it for me. I think I'm going to do this one and I'll be done. Right now, you are both the oldest you have ever been in your life and the youngest you will ever be again.
True story.
And that's where I'm going to leave it, right there.
And with that, we're going to take a break.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it.
Yes.
And happy 420. We are on a Zoom call with some of my favorite stoners today. Anybody want to introduce themselves?
It's me. I'm JoJo.
And we have Amanda trying to connect her audio in here, the Frisky Unicorn. We also have...
Okay.
We also have Flash in on this video call, and Twisted Stoner is in too. Am I freezing? Oh my god, I'm freezing. Oh shit, this is what happens. So what is everybody's, like, how's everybody's 420 going?
I have been high. Amazing. So far, so great. Yes.
Mine too, you guys, listen. So, now you guys are going to know that the word of the day is happy 420. So every time somebody says happy 420 on a live today, I have to take a bong rip. This morning I took 27 bong rips. 27.
Because of Joe. It's JoJo.
Yes.
It wasn't just because of me. I started it though, but I stopped. Everybody else kept going. I stopped though. I did start it though.
But nobody knew that was the word of the day. Just everybody was coming in saying happy 420. So I literally got toasted this morning. So fucking toasted that I went to the laundromat to wash my laundry today, you guys, and I was carrying baskets in, and I stopped for a second and hit a joint, put it out, went to grab another fucking basket and started coughing so fucking hard I fell on the fucking pavement. Oh yeah, my knee be looking really nasty right now, but it was worth it. Totally worth it.
Damn, it dropped you. It's shitty.
Yeah. So what's everybody's favorite stoner snacks? Like, what do they like to snack on when they're getting high?
Pretzels and cheese.
Rice Krispie Treats and Crunch and Munch.
Crunch and Munch.
That's what my sister would say. She would,
for real. I love them things.
She would say, forget it, I'm making my own. I ain't buying them. Give me a box of Rice Krispies, some marshmallows, I'm good.
Graham crackers and frosting.
Graham crackers and frosting. That's what's funny is I got some frosting under my cover and some graham crackers under my cover.
It's next to my
bed.
Taking that frosting.
Oh, man. Yeah, I can see it.
twisted you're muted. There you go.
I'm bumped it. I'm sorry. It's a perfect day for it, dude. It's a perfect day because today follows on Taco Tuesday as well.
Yeah.
I take queso dip, taco meat, sour cream, and a little bit of taco sauce. Mix it all together and it's perfect.
Oh, your taco. So good.
You're talking about the food taco.
Well, one day my sister, she's going to end up, I'm going to buy some weed butter eventually and have her make me some pot Rice Krispie Treats.
Oh, bro. Make them out of Golden Grahams. They're so much better.
Out of what? Bubbles.
Golden Grahams?
Corn pops. Yeah. I don't like Corn Pops as much. That's why I said either I'd go with Golden Grahams or Rice Krispies.
Yeah.
Corn pops are fire, too. I need Corn Pops fresh out of the box. No milk.
My kids are the same way. Just eat them. Eat them like popcorn.
That's how I am with Golden Grahams. I haven't had them in a while, but if I do have a box of Golden Grahams, I'll just eat them without milk. Just be putting a big handful in my mouth.
That's what I do at night. After I get off my live, I'll go get me a great big ass bowl of fucking Golden Grahams and just sit there and fucking mow down. I love fucking Golden Grahams. And I used to not. Like, I used to only eat, like, Special K and Corn Flakes. But now, all of a sudden, I love Golden Grahams.
This is pretty cool. I'm going to have to share Pennywise this morning and Black Panther. We can do a three-way duel doing this Zoom thing.
Yeah. There's five of us up right now. So that's pretty cool.
I only saw Amanda Stone here. I seen her a minute ago. I was trying to figure it out.
Yeah, I can hear her.
Can you not see?
Well, I think it's because I have... Oh, wait. Yeah, you're just on the next screen over. I had to slide over to see you. There. Now I see you when you talk. So, what's everybody smoking today? What's your weed strain that you're smoking today?
I'm just calling the Incredible Hulk. I haven't got a name for it, but the Incredible Hulk.
Awesome. I'm smoking White Widow today.
Nice. Is it actually really bright white? I want to see what the White Widow looks like. I've never seen it.
I'll have to show you some later.
Yeah, send me a picture on Messenger. I've never actually seen what it looks like. I've seen pictures, but I've never seen the actual real...
It's got, like, white hairs on it. It's kind of pretty looking.
Yeah, that's what everybody says. It's like a white-looking weed. It's like, I've never seen a white-looking weed.
Yeah, I thought there was something wrong with it at first, and he's like, no, that's the way it's supposed to look, dumbass. JoJo smoking the same thing.
Me too.
I have some Gorilla Glue number 4, too, but that's not what I'm smoking on today. You would have thought.
Gorilla Glue is a hybrid.
All the other ones taste funny. Number 4 is the only one that tastes good to me.
Right. Yeah, same.
Yeah, I agree, but number 4, like, puts me out. Like, it makes me go night-night.
Me too. I love the 4. I love the fucking 4. I can do everything on that 4. Everything.
But I can almost guarantee you that right after we get done here, I'm going to be passed out.
He's going to take him a weed nap.
Yeah.
I already did 2 miles today. I'm going to run. I got to go now. I already did 2 miles weed nap today. I got to go now.
I'm not meaning, but it'll disconnect me off my Wi-Fi.
So, does anybody have any, does anybody have any plans for the rest of the day?
Me, laundry.
Laundry.
Probably just more smoking and video games.
You know, I plan on smoking a hell of a lot more when I live stream later, but I plan on going in and doing some cleaning.
I'm taking my light clothes over, putting them in the wash, come back, playing some.
I just go smoke and I can't play it. I don't know, and fill in the gap in between.
I feel like when I get really stoned, all I want to do is clean. Like, I just want to do something so productive. Like, I just don't want to sit and just, like, chill. I want to get up and work and be like, you know, I want to do something. I need to move around and...
I'm like that off of certain strains, but this strain that I got now, I have to relax.
This one for me, this one makes me just want to relax. If it was some sativa, I'd probably get out and do something.
Maybe because I usually smoke a hybrid with a sativa dominance. That's probably why I usually always feel like that. Like, I'm just ready to go.
Right.
I'm weird anyway, so strains have different effects on me, so it's... Sometimes they have even an adverse effect of what they normally have for other people, so it's weird.
Same with me, it might not be the opposite effect. Sativa and is opposite for me.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. Usually people that have like more of a like a go ambition, you know what I'm saying? The sativa has the reverse effect for it.
Right.
So that makes total sense. Total sense.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about trying one of those Delta 8s next week or next month.
Okay, so yeah, we can talk about that a little bit. So I did get me one of them carts yesterday, and I love the way it tastes. So it's the Skittles with a Z. I never can say it right.
Skittles?
Yeah, and it tastes amazing. I love the way it tastes, and it smelled the same way. But I kind of felt like it didn't give you that, like, duh high, but it definitely, like, took the edge off and kind of just kept that same buzz that I had going. That's kind of how I felt with that Delta 8. Isn't that what you kind of said too, JoJo?
Yeah, it was weird. It wasn't as intense initially for me, but the effect sustained a little bit longer for me, I feel.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I was able to sustain it for a little longer. I think it's because it's a different strain of THC. Because my body's way, way, way used to Delta 9.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Yeah. So with it being Delta, it kind of holds it. I feel the effect a little bit longer. But yeah, I like it.
Me too.
I get them regularly. I get them regularly now. I get them all the time. I've been doing Delta 8s for about 3 months now. So.
So you say it's worth the $25 to get one then?
Okay.
Okay,
I'll check it out next month then when I got enough money. I'll check it out.
Because
if it orders for the month, I'd be spending on it.
Yeah.
I'd be buying one every week.
Yeah, Samantha.
I don't really like the whole vaping thing. I don't know why. But the way you're making it sound, I might have to try it.
It's
See, this is the one my sister gave me. She had a glow one. She gave me the
right. Receipt.
The other one I had, it was called a KRT. The ones you don't want to mess with are the dank carts. If you hear anything about them, don't mess with them. Them have pesticides in them.
No, I usually get cookies or, like, if I'm buying a THC cartridge, I'm getting cookies or I'm getting Fuego.
Okay.
That's usually what I get when I'm getting a THC cartridge. But I just tried this Delta 8, and they had all different kinds. They had the Skittles or whatever, however you fucking say it. And then they had, like, Pineapple Express, and they had Girl Scout cookies. So, you know, they had different kinds.
Right.
But I really like the Skittles one.
Oh, yeah, they got up there for Delta 8.
I ain't gotta go to the dispensary. The guy over where I buy my cigarettes, he sells with his little glass case right there.
Yep, yeah, you can, because it's legal. Delta 8 is legal.
Legal THC.
Yep.
It's because they extracted one chemical out of it, because THC is Delta 9, because it's 9 chemicals in it.
Yep, that's exactly what it is.
That's what I heard.
Yep. Well, I appreciate you all taking your time to record with me. Just a little segment for podcast. I hope you all have an amazing rest of your day.
Yep.
And welcome back. What you just heard was probably a jumbled up mess because I only listened to part of our 420 conference call from yesterday on Zoom. It kind of did go in and out a little bit, but for the first time trying it, I mean, it wasn't too bad.
Time for a first time experiment.
Right. I probably should have done it on my computer. I wasn't thinking. I should have done it on my computer, and then I could have just recorded off of there. I didn't realize that I had to be on the computer to do it. I was trying to do it on my cell phone. So, we learn. But, update on the knee. We actually, during break time, we were just talking about this. It's still pretty swollen today, and black and blue. But I'm hobbling around okay, and hopefully tomorrow will be better. I didn't go in and have it looked at because, I just don't want to pay copays. And
nobody trying to go through all that, not really.
Right, I'll just stay home and baby it until tomorrow when I have to go back to work. So that is why this week's episode is late, because, you know, I'm fucking klutzy and fell and hurt myself and was in so much pain last night I couldn't even think, let alone try to record.
Yeah. It was bad.
Yes. I spent 3 hours in the bathtub.
Three hours, like, God. I'm just like, man, just be better. We'll get it back.
Leave it to Princess to fall and hurt herself on 420 of all days. The kids' dad was like, just go to the hospital and get looked at. Go to urgent care, something. And I'm like, no. I do not want to spend my 420 at the fucking hospital, bro.
No, there's no bueno.
And,
no bueno.
My bong rip total for yesterday was,
Yeah, I'll go ask you.
Hold on. I got to flip the paper. 47. 47. That's why I was
damn
so fucking klutzy. Yeah. So, earlier in the week, you had asked me something about what 3 weed strains.
Yes. If you could combine 3 weed strains and come up with your greatest of all time, one strain, what 3 would it be?
Okay. So, I have thought about this. It's been a week and a half since he asked me this question. And it would probably be Blue Dream, Face on Fire, and Wedding Cake. So it would be like a blue face cake. Yep.
I dig it. Okay, mine would be Gorilla Glue number 4. Pineapple Express. I'm old school. I like some of the old school. And then just to throw a little bit of new school into it, just throw a little bit of AK-47. I always loved AK-47. So it would be that.
That is a good combo.
Pineapple Express, AK-47.
That is a good combination, too. I agree with that.
Because it's two hybrids and one sativa. So you're guaranteed to have some slap.
Right. Right. So I Googled. Because, you know, well, I didn't Google. I got on Weed Maps. If you guys don't use Weed Maps, you should be. Weed Maps, you can find anything you need to know about weed. Dispensaries, like what the best weed strands are, where the best dispensaries are, where the best deals are. Weed Maps is fucking amazing. I have Weed Maps on both my devices because
it's
I constantly be on there.
It's like Yelp for weedhead.
Yes. So I got on there to find out what the top weed strains were for 2021. Some of them I had never heard of. Some of them I really want to try. And now these are in no particular order at all. Kosher Cookies. It's a mix of Kosher Kush and Girl Scout cookies. It smells like pine, pepper, and citrus. Oh, yeah. This one I want to find. Runtz Muffin. It's a mix of the Skittles with gelato and then orange punch.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would be dead. I like the sound of it.
The next one is an old school weed strain that they're bringing back. Lost Pearl.
Okay.
And Greenhouse Seeds is going to be bringing that back. Rainbow Road. This one is a sativa dominance, and it's mixed with strawberry sativa and Hindu Kush.
I've had Hindu. This shit ain't no joke.
I've never had Hindu before.
I've had it. This shit is no joke.
Strawberry Cheesecake. It's mixed with strawberry banana and OG cheese. Glueberry. It's Gorilla Glue and blueberry mixed together.
Yeah.
I want to say I've had something like that, but it was called Berry Glue.
Something like that. Yeah, I thought I did too.
Dosey, which I had this not too long ago. And that's a mix of Girl Scout cookies and Face Off. Maybe, you know, I called that Face on Fire, and I think it's Face Off, not Face on Fire. I think it's Face Off earlier.
Okay.
Lemon Pie. It's, that's from East Bud Seeds. They haven't started growing Lemon Pie yet, so it's not, like, you can't find it anywhere. I tried to find it. Red Hot Cookies. Have you heard of the Red Family?
No.
Okay, neither had I. It's the latest in the Red Family, and it's from Sweet Seeds, and it smells and tastes fruity. Uh-oh. Yeah. And this last one is what I'm going to find this. They have some in, like, Colorado, but, you know, I'm in Michigan, so. Royal Highness. And it's a mix of Cali Dream, Royal Kush, and Trainwreck.
Okay. Holy shit.
Yeah, so it's got that cushy scent with the skunky, fruity taste.
Damn. Okay, it reminds me, the guy that used to play Steve Urkel, Jaleel White.
Yeah.
He released it on 420. He released a strain called Purple Urkel.
Purple Urkel.
Yes. It's only in, right now, it's only in California, I think. But, yeah.
You know, so yeah, they're talking about how they're going to go ahead and push the legalization.
Yeah,
they're just going to push it through because more than half of our states are already federally, you know, are already recreational legal. And once becomes federal, then, you know, we'll be able to mail weed. So we can fucking get online. We can order our weed from fucking Colorado, Cali, you know, wherever we need to.
Yeah.
And it'll be here in a matter. It's going to be like Weed Amazon, bro.
It's going to be fantastic.
Not just that, but that opens up for international trades, too. So, you know, we'll be able to get weed from, like, Amsterdam and Canada. Bro, mm-hmm. Seth Rogen's weed is only in Canada. I want to try some Seth Rogen weed.
Yeah, and I'm definitely going to try some shit.
Eventually. Mm-hmm. Eventually. So, in Michigan, I didn't know this until just recently, but, hold on, let me find it. I got to flip. There's a college in Michigan that offers, cannabis chemistry. No. It says Michigan College is offering the first cannabis chemistry scholarship. Michigan-based Steadfast Labs has interest in annual $1,200 scholarship for students pursuing a degree in cannabis chemistry at Lake Superior State University.
Wow. That's dope.
The scholarship is for LSSU students in the school's cannabis chemistry program, which teaches them how to analyze cannabis and read its compounds and stuff like that. It's the first in the nation.
Wow.
Yeah. So you can actually go to school. To learn.
Go to school for weed?
Yeah.
I would go to school for weed. Do you know how motivated I would be to go to school for fucking weed? Are you serious?
Yep, you can. Isn't that crazy?
Everything about America ain't horrible. It's just got some horrible shit, but yeah. If I could go to school for weed, that would make it a little better.
Well, right now, you can, I can't remember the name of the school, but I talked about it at one point in time. You can actually take online courses from an accredited place.
Right.
And get, you know, certified to be a bud tender and stuff like that. So that way when your dispensaries do start popping up, medical dispensary. As long as you're licensed, you can work there.
Yep. There we go.
But that doesn't teach you, like, the chemistry of it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. So you got to go into in-depth with that shit. Yeah.
Right. So, Lay's potato chips, they're doing their summer potato chip thing where they come out their new flavors.
Yeah.
So, they have three this year. Chili Mango, Wavy Jerk Chicken, and Summer BLT.
I'm just from listening, I want to try the jerk.
You know, I want to try the jerk chicken in the summer BLT, probably. Even though I'm not a big tomato person.
I'm not a tomato person at all.
I'm not good with mango and chili. I'm not like...
No.
I'm not with that whole sweet, and I know, spicy...
And I've heard people say this for years. You're like, yo, you're a stoner and you don't like mangoes? Like, what the fuck?
No.
I'm like, I don't. And they're like, well, if you eat mangoes, it's supposed to enhance the effect of... That's why I smoke strong bag, man. So I don't need mango. I don't care for mangoes. So it just gets really strong bags, so I get high as shit anyway.
And, you know, I don't... I was reading in my marijuana book the other day. yes, I have a marijuana book. But,
I'm getting one.
It tells me... It talks about that in there. And they say that they don't believe. I've tried it. I mean, I'm not a big mango person, but I was like, ooh, okay, so I want to try this. And all it does is the THC sticks to it, so it's supposed to, like, last longer, but I don't know. Like you said, you smoke good weed, you have good effects. You smoke bad weed, you're going to have to supplement with something.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah, I love this book that I have. It's High Times, and it's all about marijuana, and it talks about everything in there. It talks about the origin of marijuana, if Jesus was a stoner, which we won't talk about that on here, but it talks about that in there, it edibles, how to grow, like, it answers all kinds of questions. I absolutely love that book. Every once in a while, I'll just lay here in bed and I'll just start reading it. One of the things in there was, can you really catch a contact high? The only way it's possible is if you're teaching a small-ass fucking area, so like a car, a small car, and you would have to do it for, like, hours.
Yeah, I mean, you got a hot box this shit. I mean, you physically have to pull over on the side. You can't be driving because you have to physically smoke the vehicle out.
Yeah.
Like,
for hours.
It's got to be, like, physically not visible, like... Like how Red Man and Method Man had the car and how high.
Yes. But for hours. You would probably die of carbon monoxide poisoning.
Yes, I was about to say, you would die from smoke inhalation before you would get to that level. You would die.
Right. And why is 420 called 420? Do you know that story? Okay, so...
Read up on it, really? No.
Okay, so let's see if I can remember this. I'm probably going to get something wrong, and somebody's going to probably fucking correct me about it, but oh well. So it started out with five guys, I think, in California. I could totally be wrong on that. It was the Waldos. I remember it was the Waldos. And they met up every day to smoke pot. And the time that they met up was 4:20 after school.
Oh.
So, and then the reason why it got so big and, you know, out of control, and everybody now refers to it as that, is because one of the Waldos was reportedly connected to the Grateful Dead. And then the Grateful Dead started talking about it, and that's how it became referred to as 420. So, do you know how Green Day got their name?
No clue.
From being stoned all day long.
I kind of figured. I wanted to say it had something to do with that, but I was just like...
It's literally from being stoned all day long. They called themselves Green Day because they were stoned all day long. And... You know, 420 is the biggest Green Day of the year.
Oh, absolutely. It's probably my favorite holiday.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
I definitely look more... I look forward to it more than I look forward to Christmas. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Hands fucking down. Jeez.
Like, I started gearing up for 420, which was Tuesday. I started gearing up for that on Saturday. I went and got weed. Oh, yeah. I got Roslyn. I went and got a new cart. You know, I got the stuff for my backdrop. It really fucking sucked that I fell and hurt myself and couldn't even live stream last night. Like, I was live for 20 minutes and then was just like, you guys, I'm in so much pain. I feel like I'm going to puke. I can't even do this. It fucking sucked ass.
Yeah, like that. The feeling itself is shit aside from the pain. Like, the whole feeling is... In addition to the pain it's causing, it just
horrible. Yeah. So, one of the questions in that book is, does pot make you more creative?
I don't think it makes me more creative. I think it allows me to be able to organize my creative thoughts in a smoother fashion than I would do otherwise.
I think that it not only motivates me, but it opens me up to think on a different perspective. So I think I have better thoughts. So maybe in return I am a little bit more creative. But, you know, if you ask any stoner that's a rapper or a singer, songwriter, they're going to say, fuck yeah, that makes me more creative. You know, I get my best work done when I'm stoned. And I say that about my vinyl. Like, I get super stoned and I'm like, all right, I feel like I can work now. Let's get some work done.
Well, most people, they gotta draw their creativity from somewhere. So,
right. Yeah.
I mean, if your creativity is already there and it just needs that extra boost, and for me, marijuana just is that extra boost, so it opens up the door and lets me go ahead and walk through it. I'm already standing there. I just maybe need that little extra push to open up and go through it.
Right.
There you go.
Oh my God. JoJo, do you go to the laundromat to do your laundry?
I do.
Okay. Do you hate going to the laundromat to do your fucking laundry?
I absolutely, entirely, completely, without a doubt, fucking hate it.
Okay. So, last week, when I went to do my laundry, of course, I always go when I'm sufficiently fucking stoned, and I can put up with stupid people. So, I walk in the door, and I fill the fucking big-ass washer, because I don't give a fuck. I put all of my laundry in one fucking washer, just so I can get it fucking done and over with. So, I'm stuffing my fucking washer, and one of the reasons why I don't like going during the day is because there's always, I'm not fucking prejudiced. I fucking hate everybody equally. There's the good and the bad in everybody, okay? But, this old Arabic guy comes walking up to me and tries to talk to me. I can't understand not a lick of what he's fucking saying. Except for he's pointing in a cup. And I'm like, listen, I don't know what you want. I have no idea. Do you need to borrow some soap? Like, here. You can have some of mine if you need soap. Like, just leave me alone. Like, get my fucking... So somebody else pulls him away and helps him. I get my fucking washer stuffed. I go out to my car. And it's starting to sprinkle a little bit. So I only got my window down, you know, 3 or 4 inches. I'm smoking a cigarette. And this girl walks past my car. And I'm like, oh, God. She's staring me down. She walks by again, staring me down. And I'm like, just leave me alone. I start looking down, playing my phone. She goes in the laundromat. 2 minutes later, she comes out. She's staring me down again. I'm like, motherfucker. She walks up to me and she's like, Do you go to Coldwater High School? Yeah. I don't know who this bitch was. Bro, she just fucking she didn't even ask me my name. She just fucking unloaded on me about her fucking life story, bawling her eyes out. Like, am I supposed to feel bad for you? Like, I do feel bad. Do I feel bad for myself because I don't remember who the hell you are?
Like, I gotta do, yeah.
I fucking hate going to the laundromat. Like, shit like that happens to me all the time.
Shit happens like that to me everywhere.
Oh, yeah. I'm recognized everywhere. Anywhere I go. I could be 2 hours away from home, going through the motherfucking drive-thru in Ohio, and a girl's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Princess? Oh, my God. And I'm like, yeah? Yeah, that's me. Like, I watch your live streams. Oh, see, awesome.
That freaking app, I swear to God, that app is something else.
Yes.
That damn Mimi is something else.
I've met some pretty amazing people off of there. I have friends all over the United States, Canada, even in Germany now. Like,
international, yeah.
Yeah. I've met some weirdos on there too. Don't get me wrong. Oh, but God. Yeah. So I finally this week hit over 4,800 fans. Like, I'm on the road to 5K.
Oh, hell.
Like, I've gotten 40 some favorites this week. 40 some fans this week I've picked up. It's crazy.
I just made it to 1,300.
But it's a lot harder on Meet Me for a guy than it is a girl.
It is. And that's where I get where people are like, oh, well, how long have I... Because I've only been on this one for 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I made 1,300 favorites. I have 531K.
Oh, I'm almost at that 1.8 milli. I'm almost 1.8 milli.
The thing is, I've just been chilling.
See, that's me too.
Hanging out and talking shit to people and playing my damn music and roasting the occasional person. This shit is just fun to me.
It is to me too. Like, I keep on bitching, you know, I'm single, and it's Saturday, and where have I been the last 2 Saturdays? Unmeet Me. Why? Because I guess it's safer for me to be there than, you know.
That's where I spend my free time now. That's where my free time goes. My free time goes to live streaming.
Yeah.
It's what I do.
Yeah.
I sit either in my car or in my apartment, and I live stream. That's what I do on my free time.
Yeah. And it's fun. You meet new people and...
Exactly. I mean, without live streaming and without being on that app, I wouldn't be on here.
This is true. We would have never have met.
Nope. I would not be on here. None of this would be happening at all without that one little app.
Okay. So, let me ask you this. If you were to meet somebody... that isn't on Meet Me, that doesn't live stream on Meet Me, or anything like that, has never even heard of it. How long after you start talking to them, you know, getting to know them, do you tell them about your live streaming career? Because to me, that's how I feel. It's a career.
They have to know about it. That's one of the first 10 things you're going to learn about me.
See, I'm the same way.
Because it's a part of me that I enjoy that other people will find a problem with. So with me knowing that it's something that you may find a problem with, let me let you know that this is something that I do right out of the gate. So we don't end up deeply invested in something and you're like, oh, you're in this live stream. No, you already knew about this. So don't miss me with this bullshit. You already knew that I did this. You already know what I'm about when it comes down to this. So don't say shit to me about the fact that I do it now.
See, I totally agree with that, too. Because it is such a big part of who I am. You know, I live stream 2 times a day. Monday through Friday, usually. Well, Monday through Thursday. I live stream 2 times a day. So, you know, it is a big part of me. So,
yeah. I'm considering switching jobs because of it.
Are you shitting me?
No, remember what I was saying to you about I'm trying to work from home?
Yeah. You know, you can get a call center job and work from home. I'm just saying. I've thought about it myself. Picking up another job. Like, I don't work enough jobs as it is. But you can never have too much money.
No. People say it can't. Bullshit. No, you cannot.
I mean,
look. In this age right now, I'm a father of 4.
Yep.
And only one of them is 18.
Right. Yeah.
So,
I'm a mom of 3 and only one of them is 18. I get it. Totally get it.
And I'm not a young bloomer. I mean, I am 41 years old. Matter of fact, I just turned 41. Director's Day, the 21st, 10 days ago.
So yesterday, 4/20, was my half birthday.
Oh, okay. Sure. It sure is. Sure is.
Yeah, 4/20 is my half birthday. That's why I celebrate 4/20, like, go all out, because it's my half birthday. It's halfway till my birthday.
Yep. It's neat.
So, could you be in a relationship with somebody that didn't smoke weed?
I was married to somebody that didn't smoke weed.
Did they bitch about it all the time?
They didn't bitch about it all the time, but they bitched about it plenty.
See,
it was not the reason that we got divorced, but it was a consistent cause of issue.
See, yeah, I don't know if I could be with somebody that didn't smoke. I've always been with somebody that smoked. Well, I was married to the kids' dad, and for the first, 8 years of our relationship, I was all fucked up on pills. I didn't start smoking until after we had split up. So, I don't know. I don't know if I could be, because I don't know if I could handle them bitching about me smoking so much weed.
I can't now. It either has to be somebody that smokes or somebody that doesn't smoke that will. It's not against it at all. I mean, I'm not. Oh, because I am a all the time, whenever the hell I feel like it, I'm going to blaze up, I'm going to hit a dab, I'm going to do this.
When I just went to get weed on Saturday, my weed guy was telling me, he's like, Princess, you've went through a whole pound of weed this winter. And I was like, what? He said, you went through a whole pound of weed from November to March. And I was like, damn, that was just through him. I'd gotten a few bags here and there off of other people.
Damn.
So just through him, I went through a whole pound of weed. I got to have somebody that ain't going to bitch about that, bro.
Yeah. True. Because I take pride in my blunts. I be sitting there sometimes and just like I'm looking at this one like.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm gonna smoke you, but I just want to look at you for a little bit because it's an art to the shit. Anything you have to do by hand, there's an art to that.
Right. Well, and weed is such a big part of my life. Like.
It's a centerpiece.
Yes. My day starts with weed and, with cannabis and coffee in the morning, and live streaming.
Can I live without it? Yes.
Yeah. Do I want to?
And do I want to are two totally different questions.
Right. I don't want to. Right. Exactly. So you got anything else you want to talk about this week?
Oh, remember? The stoner bucket list.
Oh, shit, I forgot about my stoner bucket list. I mean, I probably have some stuff wrote down.
I just got five. Let's do a top five.
Okay, I've got to look and see if I have mine in this book. Go ahead with yours.
Okay. I will go from five to one.
Okay.
So, my number five is I want to smoke in international waters or Amsterdam. /Amsterdam. You've done this, but I haven't done it yet. I want to smoke a 1 ounce blunt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have.
I haven't smoked one yet. I want to. Three, smoke with a cop in a cop car.
Okay. So, I've done that.
But you got to think as a black person.
Yeah, I know.
For it to be on my bucket list to smoke with a cop in a cop car, yeah. Two, join the Mile High Club, Wild High. Haven't done that yet. Yes, it is number two. And number one is Snoop Dogg and Wiz Khalifa. I need to be in the room with them. Okay, need to be in there.
Okay, so I kind of remember mine. So I do have the Amsterdam on mine. I wanna go smoke in Amsterdam. That's my top one. And then one is to get high with Seth Rogen. To smoke at the Grand Canyon. Mount Rushmore.
Oh, I'd want to smoke on each of the heads.
Oh, I didn't think about that. But Mount Rushmore, the Hollywood sign.
Wow, you covered those good ones. Damn.
No, I'm just trying to remember.
Those are good, though. I didn't even think about no shit. Those are good.
Well, listen, it's because when I was, and I have more on mine. When I was thinking about my stoner bucket list, it was stuff that I could do now. But if I couldn't do it, my kids, after I died, could take me to do it. So, oh, God damn it. I don't have my other book. That's all I can remember. I think there was Niagara Falls. And then there's a place in Michigan that, is it Crystal Lake? The lake looks like crystals. Like, it looks like it's got crystals in the lake. But we're going to try to go see that this summer. And I'm going to blaze up while I'm there. Oh.
And just a quick recap on my birthday. It was on a Sunday. But for marijuana purposes, that had nothing to do with it. I have a pretty accurate count on how many blunts were smoked. I cannot mind you tell, how many dabs were done, though. That was a totally different tabulation. I don't have that. Too many. Didn't smoke 15 blunts, though.
Fucking A, bro. That's great.
So, 15 blunts. I'm assuming that it was nameless, probably about at least 20 dabs. So I'm estimating that I hit around 41 combined marijuana hits on my birthday to at least equal my age.
Well, I was just thinking about this since I took 47 bong rips on my half birthday. I've got to do more than that on my birthday.
Wow. Okay. So.
But listen, The only way I'm going to do this is if I'm not going anywhere.
Oh, yeah, you got to be stationary because you're going to have to at least double your age.
Yeah, well, goddamn, that's 80.
You're
going to
have to double it. Yeah.
He says double it.
Okay, well, okay. It's got to be at least 60.
Right, because I say I'm 29. Oh.
Yeah. So if you're 29, we'll round it up to 30 and we'll double that.
Oh, my Lord. Stay tuned. October 18th for that update. Oh.
It's not going to be that nice. But it might be a pretty sight. You never know.
It may be. It may be. Well, anybody you want to do a shout out to?
I do want to give one special shout out to a personal friend of mine. My homeboy Dominic. I just want to give a shout out to him. He just found out this morning that his son passed away. I just wanted to say, man, my condolences. Keep your head up, man. Stay strong, man. I know that shit's hard to deal with, but you got people out here holding you down, man. So just don't forget that.
Awesome. Them were good words, JoJo. I want to actually do a shout out this week, and I usually don't do this, but I just have to say happy birthday to my wifey. Tomorrow she will be 28 years old. I think. Oh, shit. 28. Yes. 20.
Yeah.
Yep. So, happy birthday, Amanda. I love you. Have a great day. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in this week. You all have a fantabulous week. We will see you next week. Remember, good vibes and dirty thoughts.